Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. Today's podcast, I'm going to cover three good things, as I always do, but I also want to put out a quick note, because the podcast had a day where I took a break. I didn't record anything. One, because I was very busy when it came to work. And also because I just realized that whole day I hadn't made any time out for myself. And I think I needed to take the day to kind of figure out what I wanted to do, figure out exactly other things, etc. And I had too many things lined up and I had to punt something that I really wanted to do on Clubhouse because I was committing to too many things. So started out in the morning, had my morning workout with my group of friends that I typically work out with over Zoom, virtually, socially distant. Did that, and then had to jump to work, and work started at 8 a.m. because we had a rehearsal for a show. I wanted to make sure all the screens and demos and messaging was all correct. And then from that time all the way till about 10 p.m., I was working because the day before the show, it was before we showed this out to the broader company. And not only was I working, but I was doing stuff on my phone while I was on the go. I took a brief break to go for a long run, about a 7-8 mile run to clear my head, kind of get away from the screen. And overall, I really just wasn't thinking about the podcast, thinking about what are the three things I wanted to talk about today. So anyway, did that. So I had a long day, and then it was around 11 p.m. I didn't want to jam the podcast in and do a half-assed recording. So here I am. And I did miss one day out of the last 71 days consecutively. And this is day 72. And I think that's okay. I think it's okay. Take some time to figure out what you need to do, figure out the priorities that you have in your life, and just move on. Anyway, jumping into the three good things for the day. The first good thing is actually a text from my friend Shiv, who works at a company called Product Board, and I'll probably get him on the podcast to talk about his life, career, and kind of the stuff at Product Board specifically. But he just sent me a text saying he launched a product on Product Hunt. He launched the customer feedback portal, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a product within Product Board itself, and it's the first free product from Product Board. The customer feedback portal is a single place for product teams to collect and manage customer feedback at scale. You've heard of product leaders often feel disconnected from their users and their needs. There are so many users and only one of you. You have a very hard one-to-many relationship that you need to navigate and make sure that you treat each person with their requisite concerns. So with Customer Feedback Portal, you can validate your most promising feature ideas, receive immediate feedback, collect new feature ideas, and continuously engage with customers at scale, notifying your customers when requested features are live so you can both celebrate that launch together. So I'll probably have Shiv on the podcast to talk about more detail about some of the product itself and kind of his experience as a PM at Product Board. But the good news is this product is now out into the world. You can go check it out. So go to Product Hunt, search up Product Board if you haven't already, use that product, and the specific feature within that is called the Customer Feedback Portal. If you go to Product Hunt, please upvote. Every vote counts. And a bunch of people are saying some good things about it, and I'm really happy for not only my friend, but also to see how this comes about, and hopefully more people can use this product across their different ideas and whatever they want to do when they're launching. Our second good thing actually comes from LA. So I don't think I've covered this on the podcast, but if you don't know who Taylor Lorenz is, she's a New York Times reporter that reports on internet culture, Gen Z, etc. And specifically, she's been kind of monitoring these influencer houses around Los Angeles. And you've probably seen these pop up in the news. So one of these influencer houses is the house of Bryce Hall. And if you don't know who Bryce Hall is, he's a very popular TikTok star. And what happened is he and his friends, Noah Beck, Blake Gray, etc., they live in a Hollywood Hills mansion. And you've probably heard of the Hype House and these TikTokers and social media stars that are all living together in these conglomerate houses. Bryce Hall turned 21 years old on last Friday, and footage from that event went to Instagram and showed dozens upon dozens, even hundreds of people crowded together in one room. After neighbors called for noise complaints because the music was too loud, they were throwing a raucous party without masks, without being socially distant, without following everything that not only the state of California has told them to do, but the federal government has told them to do, scientists have told them to do, I'm sure maybe even their parents have told them to do, just disregarding all of that and not caring for even a second, about the lives of other people, just having a party because, hey, it's his 21st. It's his 21st birthday. So why don't we do the 21st birthday big? Now is not the time. There are people who are losing their lives, their loved ones, because of coronavirus. And it's important to follow socially distant protocol. Remain 6 feet away. Avoid large gatherings. If you are coordinating a large gathering, postpone it until it is proper to do so. People have postponed weddings, graduations, their 21st birthday parties, amongst many, just go, the Democratic National Convention completely changed, right? So instead of being selfish and saying, I'm turning 21 years old in 2020, I want to have a huge party at my place. It's going to go down. It's going to get me lots of respect from everyone else. No, it's not about you. Yeah, you turn 21. Next year, you turn 22. Year after that, you turn 23. You can still have a great party with your friends that doesn't have to be not abiding by the current guidelines that we are all facing in this pandemic. So what happened? What is the good thing? On Wednesday, today, this morning, the Los Angeles mayor's office confirmed that the city had cut power to Bryce Hall's residence in the Hollywood Hills, to their mansion. And they had been given several warnings that if the house turns into a nightclub in the Hollywood Hills, where they host large gatherings in flagrant violation of public health orders, the city will disconnect their utilities to stop these parties that endanger our community and put people's lives at risk. So that's exactly what they did. They issued a warning on August 4th. The house did not heed by that warning and had their giant party on Friday, August 14th. And this morning, officially, their utilities are cut. Think about that. Because of your selfish reasons, for whatever the rationale was for having your own party, you now cannot pay your electricity bill because it's cut. You're not getting electricity to your house. How are you going to have a party with no lights on? How are you going to provide water for people that are looking for water when there's no lights around you? So just the good news is the mayor, the city is taking the right action. And I really hope that some of these Gen Z influencers, as they've been put up on a pedestal as, learn their lesson and admit you made a mistake. I will 100% be the first one to say that we are all not all perfect human beings. We all make mistakes. And even if you are giving this person the benefit of the doubt that they are selfish, they're young, they're learning in public, they should not be held as the same regard as someone that is not necessarily as famous as they are, sure. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he learns from it. Maybe he apologizes. Maybe he tries to do something good in the world. And as a result of this, whatever it may be, I'm hoping that facing these repercussions of losing their utilities and things like that and getting basically shut down by people that have told them that they should not be doing this behavior will teach them their lesson at the very least. The good news is that now that they have cut their utilities, we'll just see what happens of this and kind of follow the story as it goes. But it's good to see that the state is following up on its word to maintain the promise that their first and foremost goal should be to protect the health and livelihood, protect the health and safety of their citizens. That includes people like this. And if you choose to host a party with a large group of people in a large gathering and you're not considering social distancing, mask wearing, and encouraging that responsibility during a pandemic, then no, we will throw a hammer down, so to speak, to make sure that you do abide by these rules. Anyway, our third good thing comes from one of my favorite YouTubers, and I think probably my favorite news person just during the pandemic, Philip DeFranco. If you don't know, he has a massive YouTube channel with about 6 million subscribers, where he covers news Monday through Thursday, and sometimes Monday through Friday, and talks about news, pop culture, company stuff. It's a great amalgamation of not only knowing what the story is, why it's important, and then he kind of gives his opinion on things towards the end of it. It's actually where I really hope that this podcast goes to, because as someone that tries to get my news from Twitter and Instagram a little bit, I want to keep people informed. So the video itself talks about female gamer backlash to this list that was put up by E3. E3 is a huge gaming convention, which is now going digital, but they had put out this tweet that was just tone deaf. Let's keep it at that. It was just completely tone deaf, and they faced a lot of backlash for it. The second thing he talks about, amongst other things, is David Dobrik now has a new show. He has a new show called Dodgeball Thunderdome. And so he talks briefly about that, as well as his plans to, David Dobrik's plans to launch a social media company / network. If you don't know, if you don't follow me on Twitter, or if you didn't see it, David Dobrik put out a posting for a job. He's building out a team at Disposable, which he created that app along with Daniel Liss, the CEO of Disposable. And it reached 2 million downloads very quickly. And he wants to build that social network on authenticity. And that's actually what my next podcast is going to be fully about, is authenticity and how one big company did it really, really well in a recent launch video. With that, highly recommend you go check out any of these things. Again, Product Board is available, and please go check it out. I'll try to get Shiv on the podcast soon to give more details about the product, how you can help, how you can get involved, etc. But with that, that is the end of today's edition of the Three Good Things podcast. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been a recording for the Three Good Things podcast. The reason I do this podcast is to honestly just get better at talking long form, but also to kind of provide audio Twitter to anyone that wants to hear. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on Twitter. My handle is @SharDulGo. That's SHARDULGO. Across all platforms, my DMs are always open. I'd love to have you as a guest. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Three Good Things podcast, and I will see you tomorrow.